This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Wednesday, April 23, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Business Unity South Africa, or BUSA, has written to the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, calling for it to abandon its current accelerated review of Eskom's request for a 60% tariff increase so as to give stakeholders sufficient time to compile comprehensive responses. Speaking at a media briefing in Sandton on Tuesday, CEO Jerry Vilakazi indicated that it was also unhappy with the level of information it had received from Eskom as to why it required such a significant increase only months after requesting a far more modest rise. Vilakazi thus appealed for greater transparency from the utility as well as from government, which has come out in support for the power utility's application.
We have, however, written to NERSA. We have called upon NERSA to suspend the current hearing. We think it's very important that they allow sufficient time. We do not understand why the fast tracking of this application by Eskom before dealing with the issues that inform this price increase application. And therefore, we have written to NERSA that they suspend the current hearings, allow for sufficient time to prepare to make submissions. We're not going to be able to make submissions until we get what certain information that we require.
BUSA also called for stronger leadership from the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, to ensure the speedy release of the much-delayed Zimbabwe election results. Vilakazi said that the political situation in Zimbabwe was not only damaging the Zimbabwean economy, but that it also had the potential to negatively affect the South African economy, as well as undermine the necessary regional integration of SADC. Diversified mining giant BHP Billiton, which has launched a hostile takeover for smaller rival Rio Tinto, on Wednesday reported a 22% rise in third quarter iron ore production to a record 28 million tonnes. The higher iron ore output, which was likely to strengthen its $147 billion bid for Rio Tinto, came on the back of its Western Australian iron ore operations achieving record quarterly production and shipments in a seasonally challenging quarter. BHP Billiton also reported record quarterly production of manganese ore, despite restrictions on power consumption in South Africa. A portfolio manager at financial institution Investec said on Tuesday that the platinum price was expected to close this year at levels above $2,400 an ounce in an enormously tight market. Investec's forecasts were that there would be a supply deficit of 400,000 ounces of the white metal this year, but other market watchers were calling for a deficit of as much as 600,000 ounces. This came as producers in South Africa wrestled with the power supply quandary, safety setbacks and skills shortages. Also making headlines, oil steadies above $118 with a focus on supply disruptions. Duferco unit to buy Highveld vanadium assets for $160 million. East Africa gets $1.5 billion for infrastructure. Lonmin second quarter platinum sales are up, again cutting full year targets. Teck Cominco expects record copper and coal profits in the coming year. And Eastplat secure long lead items for South African platinum mine. In political news, Africa shows impatience on Zimbabwe crisis. Norway Prime Minister sees aid for Zimbabwe if vote results are settled. Pro-Tibetans protest as Olympic torch lands in Australia. And Kofi Annan warns of hunger disasters. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.